Morning with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre on 630 CHED, presented by Abe's Door Service. With 24-7 emergency service where you speak to an actual person. Visit abesdoor.ca.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to This Morning on 630 CHED. And I've sort of gone down a podcast rabbit hole about the collapse of so many Bitcoin companies. I still don't understand what Bitcoin is, but the scandals around it and the loss of money, immense.
And I get confused over whether it's just Bitcoin, but it's cryptocurrency in a variety of ways. So Bitcoin's not the only cryptocurrency. It's the best known one.
Yeah.
But there have been some issues with maybe some other ones.
Oh, the scandals are immeasurable. FTX. And then, of course, the Canadian guy who was running a Bitcoin company and then went to India and died. And then there's questions, did he really die? But he was the only one who knew the passwords. And all these people have this money and they don't know where it is. It's just, they can't have access to it. It's scary when you think about, hey, I'm going to give my real money into this sort of universe. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't particularly sure what it is. And they've been trying to figure it out for years. So it was about 2 or 3 years ago on Late Night with Seth Meyers, his crew put together a bit of a skit just talking about Bitcoin. This is where I'm at when I'm trying to figure it out.
What's Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is the first decentralized digital cryptocurrency that works without a central bank.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and it's so simple to use. Transactions take place through the use of cryptography and are verified by network nodes and recorded in an immutable public distributed ledger called a blockchain. What could be simpler than that?
Right.
Yeah, right. I know when it fell, I know that sort of when the bottom fell out, I think a year and a half, 2 years ago, I'm thinking, I should pick some of this stuff up.
Maybe you should have.
I should have, because it went up 150% over the last year and a half. So maybe wait till the crash comes again before you invest. I don't know. We have an expert on the line, though. We've got Max Varela Arvalo. He is the associate chair of Nate's Finance Program. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Bitcoin, is a single Bitcoin worth over $40,000 right now?
Yeah, that is the value. That's the check. I think it was $44,000.
So tell me, do you own Bitcoin? I need to know where you're at here.
Not really. I think I have $2 worth of Ethereum, and I just bought it just to track their development and how they're doing. That's all. But I don't invest. No.
So what do you tell your students about Bitcoin? Can you just break it down to us in like, you know, pretend we're in grade 5 and tell us what Bitcoin means.
Bitcoin is pretty much if you think about a land registry, right? If you go to your town land registry and you see the names of the people who own each plot of land, it's pretty much it's sort of like a virtual version of that. It's a public registry where you can see where all the Bitcoins are assigned to and who owns what. It gives you a level of anonymity in the sense that you don't have to use your real name. You just have wallets. But it's pretty much like that. You can see publicly who owns what. Mm-hmm. And that's the easiest example I can think of. It's sort of like a land registry, but instead of using land plots, you're using Bitcoins.
So where does the value come from this virtual currency?
He's laughing. Great That's question. Not a good sign.
Great question. And we do talk about this in our economics class at Nate. And what I ask them usually is like, what gives value to anything, right? Like, why does money have value? And it's just a social construct. So we all decide it has value, and hence it has value. If you think about money, right, the Canadian dollar, the U.S. dollar, they're not really backed by anything. It's just that we're hoping that if I give somebody money, they're going to sell me their stuff or sell me their services. And so it's the same with anything that exists on Earth. If we think something has value as a society, then that creates value.
That's fascinating. I haven't thought about that before, but that was a great way of putting it. Max, there's been so many scandals, so much loss of money, FTX, Crypto Queen, it's countless. Why would anyone feel safe putting their money into cryptocurrency?
That's another great question. Let me tell you a little bit of a short story. I'm originally from Argentina, and Argentina is a country that very often they debase the currency because the central bank finances the government spending. And so a lot of people try to find coverage. That's very inflationary. So they're running inflation at 200% right now. And so a lot of people are trying to find refuge from the inflation that they're experiencing. And so there's been a explosion of cryptocurrencies and coins, and some people felt, you know, for scams. And that is usually when there's an increased demand for something, there's also an increased supply of scams. So what I would say is two things. Trust your gut. If something feels too good to be true, it's definitely most likely too good to be true. And the other thing is, I would say, just mostly that. It's like if it feels like it's too good to be true, don't trust it. Also, when they say, you know, we're going to offer guaranteed returns with no risk, that's another big red flag. I would say just be careful when you hear those words specifically. That doesn't exist in finance.
Where do you go to find reputable places if you do want to get into that world? I know I've talked to a guy named Adam over at Bitcoin Well a few times where they do sort of fractional little bits. So you're not buying an entire Bitcoin. You're basically buying a little bit of one. And so you can put a little bit of money in. You're not going to risk that much. Are there, you know, how do you find the reputable companies that or brokers or whatever the heck they're called if you do want to jump in on this?
Yeah, there's a few areas. I have Wealth Simple. So that's one of the traders that you can access cryptocurrencies. There's a few exchanges in Canada that you can access cryptocurrencies. But I would say these are, we call them in finance, speculative assets. It means that they only gain value from what other people are willing to pay. So I would say before you think about investing in cryptocurrencies, really, really think about why you're investing in cryptocurrencies. And I would say, if you are just investing in something hoping that somebody else is going to pay more for that, that's called speculation in finance. So if you are investing in cryptocurrencies, just be very mindful that what you're doing is just hoping that somebody else will pay more for that. And that may not be the case, right?
Hope and faith.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme to me.
It does.
I don't know. Can you go to your financial advisor and say, hey, I want some cryptocurrency? Can they handle that? Because I don't know where else to go.
No, right now there's a few exchanges. Like I said, Wealth Simple in Canada offers some cryptocurrency access. But like I said, it's not something that you would go, like the general public in Canada doesn't really have a need unless they want to speculate, right? And if you're speculating, that means, you know, you're willing to take risks. Either it can go up a lot. We call it that great risk, great reward. So it could go up a lot, but it could also go down a lot.
Yeah. Max, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good chatting with you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. We've been chatting with Max Varela Aravalo, who's associate chair of Nate's finance program.
He was great.
Yeah. I'll explain it to us. I've been talking about crypto for like 3 years, and I still don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, no, he put it
trying
in
to wrap my head around it.
Really interesting terms, but you know what? If you're going to buy crypto, don't buy it now because you know it's going to go down. So.
Well, the thing is, I would have thought that, say, years, you know, several years, when it was $15,000, the idea that a Bitcoin is worth 15 grand, to me, well, it's bound to just drop down to $1,000, isn't it? Because there's no value. And now it's at over 44.
I know. But, so you can just sort of dabble in it. If you want, like, just maybe put $100 in it and see what it is. Maybe when it crashes, because you know it's going to crash at some point.
I want to wait for it to go down.
Wait for it to go down. And then put like $100 in, just to say, you know, this is kind of fun or this is interesting, and maybe you might double your money someday. Maybe not.
And maybe pigs will fly. Well, no, it can happen. There's people made a ton of money and lost a ton.
So. And then when it gets higher, take it out. Quickly, yeah. Take it out.
Yes. Profit take. Yeah. All right. It's just past 6:17.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.